All right, here's what you got. You got the Valley Girls meet Stephen Hawking.
That's what this is?
Yep, and you have the best reference in the what we call hippity hop music. We like hippity hop music. It's great. The hippity hop movement brings into a place of no time. What the song is saying, regardless of what they're talking about, brushing their teeth with Jack Daniels, we think it's wonderful. You know, a little brown party liquor always is a good way to start your day. The point is that it's making reference of no time. Well, I'm late for the party, but they're not going to start till I get there anyway. No time. There's no time. There's timing. Timing is a resonance. That's wonderful. No harm, no foul, no problem. But you see, the way this number one tune has caught on is that folks are resonating with this timeless, timed reality. And the fun, or the fastest path to your joy, has nothing to do, no credence at all, with the dynamic that the present Android meme says that you're supposed to be, do, or have in order to be, do, or have the things that they said you're supposed to achieve in being, doing, and having. And that's why this becomes number one. And it is very clean, and it is very clear. You can hear the words. It's not somebody dropping a half tab of acid and seeing how they feel when they do it, and it become, you know, a solid gold. This becomes clear. The clarity within the dynamic that they're trying to explain is, I'm answering the question, what's the fastest path to my joy, and I'm going to do that. And I don't care if you like it or you don't, or you're in it or not, or with it or not, or jiggy with it or not. It's the way it is.
Okay, so I guess I am pretty well summed it up. It's just, I don't care, I'll do what I want.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to do what I want anyway, you see. The newsflash is, this is an odd. The newsflash of how this becomes a number one tune is that folks are resonating with it. They're like, you know, there is no money, there is no time, what's everybody, and P. Diddy will put a cap in your ass if you fool with them, so let's just have fun.
We could use this for our website, right? Did you agree with this sentiment expressed here, Ion?
Oh, we think it's wonderful. You human creators, you twist it up, and then you straighten it out, and then you overcome it, and then you become a meme, and then you judge the world by the meme and how the Android capacitor allows the flux of separation between your place of understanding, and then you don't understand why the world gets it and you don't, and then so you give it your undivided attention and you go by the record, and the next thing you know, it's number one.
Okay, yeah, because, you know, these kind of lyrics 40 years ago would be ridiculous. You know, you would never be able to, this would be considered
right.
Criminal.
Hey, we're the monkeys because people think we monkey around. That was okay.
This is literally how people monkey around.
Exactly.
This is a docudrama.
Exactly. Go wake Lou Dobbs up. He probably want to come back.
Yeah, I mean,
if you're going to do the lyrics, do them quickly, and that way you don't miss anything or whatever you want to do, but just picking them doesn't help you.
Okay.
Blow it out so you can get them out there, the words.
All right, so I'll say it, you can interrupt. Grab my glasses, so she wears glasses, I'm out the door. No, it could be sunglasses, right? Grab my glass, I'm out the door, I'm going to hit this city. Let's go. So this implied a group. She's going with a group, right? Before I leave, brush my teeth with a bottle of Jack, because when I leave for the night, I ain't coming back. This is someone dropping out of the Android meme, regular disappeared American society. It's gone.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Going to a parallel world, says Carolyn. Yeah, but that's the problem. You got to know how to come back. I'm talking pedicure on our toes, trying on all our hour. Who's all the hour? Who's the group? Boys blowing up our phones, that means cell phones?
Mm-hmm.
Playing our favorite CDs, pulling up to the parties, trying to get a little bit tipsy. Don't stop, make it. It's almost like she lives in chaos anyways, and to get drunk, it's hard for her to get drunk because she's in a drunk environment already.
Well, drunk makes things normal.
Yes, yeah. Don't stop, make it pop, DJ blow my speakers up. Tonight I'm fight till we see the sunlight, till talking the clock, but the party don't stop. So why are they going to fight? What's all this fighting thing?
Not fighting, Bob, it's engaging.
Ah, okay, but it's a violent society, so the patina of violence?
It's not violent. They're just giving that as the reference that we're going to we tear it up on the weekend. That doesn't mean you tear things up on the weekend, Bob.
Okay.
That means you're busy at it. Get with it.
Yeah, you've witnessed more weekends than I have, so okay. Don't stop. Make it pop. Blow my speakers up. I did that. Ain't got a care in the world, but got plenty of beer. Ain't got no money in my pocket, but I'm already here.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
I've arrived.
Wonderful.
And now
I am. That's the. They could have summed it up and said, I am, but that's kind of hard to make a whole running song with.
Yeah. And Moses has the copyright on that. And then Popeye. I am what I am.
I am what I am.
And now the dudes are lined up because they hear we got swagger. Who is the we? Is this girls going out?
Yeah, sure. Other girls who like the tune and identify with it.
Okay. But we kick them to the curb. We kick the ass. I'm talking about everybody getting drunk, getting crunk, boys trying to touch my junk. Does that mean heroin?
No, trying to touch your boobs.
It's their woo-woo.
Yeah, woo-woo. But if there's a pun there, gonna smack him. There's your smack. Heroin, if he's getting too drunk. If he's getting too drunk.
No, they're not meaning all that. They're just saying that they'll beat the shit out of him if they go further than they want them to go.
Okay, now we go until they kick us out or the police shut us down. It's guaranteed the police are lurking, right? Since the Patriot Bill, police are everywhere, so they can kick us down any moment. What do you want to say, Scott?
So you mean they signed the Mount Vernon Agreement?
I don't know about that. Where is that?
You'll find out.
Oh, we just had an embed there, Dave. The future just spoke to us.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, Scott, what do you make of the lyrics?
Keep going, man. Keep going.
Hey, don't stop. Make it pop. What would pop mean there?
Orgasm, Bob.
Okay. Or cherry, you mean.
Or speakers, or both.
I think those girls have already made their salads, however. But.
Blow my speakers up tonight. I'm a fight. I am a fight. Till we see the sunlight. Till talk on the clock. But the party don't stop. Don't stop till we see the...
Good. The absence of the variance of time. Good.
Now she addresses the DJ. Where is the DJ? On the radio?
At the party.
At the party?
Yes.
You break
He's
me down.
Spinning. He's spinning the tune.
They all address the DJ.
Yes. Now, in 62, when the twist started, McLuhan was on TV saying, he called it the Cape Canaveral Caper, and he said that people are all wound up in their corporate lives during the day at their jobs. They need to wind down, unravel, and that's what the twist was. This is twisting cubed. You know what I mean? This is... Mm-hmm. She break me down, unravel me. That is the common theme here since the satellite went up. You've got to dismantle the tight role that you've been playing in your regimented daily life.
Mm-hmm. Be careful, Dave. He may slip into Eartha Kitt, too. So,
so what do you think of that unwinding principle here? You build me up, you break me down.
Yeah.
Old, Bob.
What's old?
Your analogy.
Oh, sorry, yes. However, a long time ago.
Yeah.
And, what it says here, yeah, you got me. Then it gives a lyrics, and Earl, that's a mistake, right? That Earl is not in the lyrics.
No. So I think we got this song. So I like what Ion's saying. Basically, that it's a perfect topic. It's about time, and that time doesn't really matter, and that doesn't matter if she has money, and the party never stops, and it's ultimately describing the non-physical plane. Would you say?
Yes. They could have just as easily say that damn James Martinez and Bob. They crushed the economy, and got rid of all the money, and the Android memes took over. So we're gonna get it over, and we're gonna get with it. Hippie hop stuff in there, and it's all good because people go, well, hell yeah, that's the way it is. All they're doing is typing and tweeting and twitting about their twits and the tweets, and then they're running along with it, and it's like, well, where's the party? I'm going to forfeit my oral hygiene. You see? So it becomes to the point where it really doesn't matter. So it anti-matters, and that's why this is a number one song. It's because they've gotten to the place where it's kind of like, well, if it doesn't matter, why does it matter? So let's just have fun. Everybody's worried about worrying about worrying about oh, the Victrola is stuck again. They're worrying about uh-oh, what are we going to do? They're worrying about worrying about worrying about this could go on. They quit worrying, and they're just like, let's get busy with it. You know, if we're stuck and we're screwed, why don't we screw?
Yeah.
So isn't this alignment of the physical, non-physical, and the labyrinth of the mind by default?
By default, from the resonance of the mean that's being appropriated.
Yeah, that James and I caused.
Appropriated.
Yes.
Because they're looking at what is and making value judgments based on their place in the stream. And once they forfeit their cares of life, and you get enough acid, and it will grow strangely dim, but you might get a really, really bad trip, man. So if that's the case, then and if it releases the labyrinth of your mind that's judging you of why everything is screwed, why not have fun with it? Because that's what it's all about. They came here to have fun. Remember, girls just want to have fun.
Yeah.
So that's how the thing flows, and then it flows into a point where it has a very topical application because, and the only reason is because, it's where people are.
Right. It's totally exactly relevant to the mood. Like, girls want to have fun as in the 80s, 30 years ago, and this is the same theme, but in the busted up, broken down country.
Yeah. Yes.
So,
Brokeback Mountain version.
Oh, there you go. See, this ion, he could win any Trivial Pursuit, man. He knows everything about music.
Oh, no, we're sorry. The new spin is Bareback Mountain.
Yeah.
That's a different conversation.
Brokeback Mountain. Yeah.